The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Special guest, Jared.
He wanted me to say his name.
But he left a big pause.
That's Jared.
Thank you.
This is the show about monsters, myths, and mayhem. And today we're going to talk about one of the scariest creatures of white person history. That's actually not true.
Why'd you say it that way?
Because, I mean, 90% of it comes from super white land.
Super white land?
Dude, it's all like Ireland and UK.
Yeah, honestly.
But I did not know that the first fairy stories came from the Norse.
No, I didn't know that.
No, and they basically, like, from what I was, like, what I got from that, essentially, it was leprechauns.
Ow.
I was watching a video discussing them, and they're like, yeah, the first ones came from the Norse. There was these fair folk, these tiny people.
Oh, that the topic's fairies, everybody.
I said that already. I've said fairies, like, 19 times.
It was three times, but okay.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so, like, they described her, like, yeah, they're these little folk that live underground and in caves, and they collect treasure. And I went, those are leprechauns. That's a leprechaun.
Do they wear a lot of green? Is there any dancing involved?
Well, the thing is that leprechauns are fairies.
Yes, they are.
Fae folk.
They
little
are the fae
people,
folk.
Creatures stemming from European lore. The fairies go by, like, a bunch of names because of the fact that you're not supposed to call fairy by its name. Well, and I don't know, yeah. Does that mean the breed, or does that mean, like, a specific name? Like, that's Charlie the Leprechaun. Like, oh, shit, I'm dead as fuck now.
Well, I mean, I think it stems a lot from, and this is the weird parts of...
Like, I don't even think they say fairies. It's mostly, like, the fair folk.
Yeah, like, this is the weird parts of, like, stuff like this, supernatural stuff that I actually know about. There's, like, a decent amount of power in a name. So there's usually, like...
Well, fairies are somewhere between God and man.
Yeah.
Like they live in, like, an in-between world.
Yeah, you're looking at that whole kind of, like, Sealy Court kind of vibe is, like, a step down.
I
have
stuff about that.
Yeah. It's, like, a step down from, like, divinity because they're basically immortal creatures that have their own realm.
But they're not a part of religion. They're just, like, in there. Well, it depends.
It's, like, the religion
there's
of,
like,
nature, really.
There's a part of it that, like, when Christianity took over in the UK, they became fallen angels now.
Yeah, I mean, I always viewed fairies as more of, like, druidic kind of things, like things, people that
I
worship, like,
Celtic
nature.
Type things, yeah.
Yeah, like, if you worship more of, like, nature in general, they are the spirits of nature, I've always kind of thought of them as.
I mean, the thing about it is, like, yes, those are fairy folk.
Yeah.
But fairies are any, like, spiritual elemental creature, and it doesn't have to be that. Leprechauns are not...
Yeah, it's not like they're like an earth spirit. They're
no,
they're just
little
malevolent
yeah. spirit things that
they're like gremlins.
Chaos slash save gold, and you can get wishes.
Yeah, they're like gremlins kind of because they do well. Leprechauns are more known for their practical jokerness.
Not
right?
Gremlins, but like goblins are also considered fae folk.
Oh, I didn't know that they classify.
Yeah, no, like literally any kind of like elemental spirit creature.
So anything small
and small, yeah, small.
That kinda seems
although
to be
that's
a thing
not even
too.
True too because
banshees. Banshees are technically considered fairy folk.
Yeah, but also the fact that they're not all small. Like, that's, like, the ones... Everybody immediately goes that... Because there's three types. There's, like, the air ones, the ground ones, and then the underground ones. And those are demons. Those are always bad.
Yeah.
The air and the land ones,
that's
they're,
the
like...
That's the unseelie court.
Yeah. The air and the land ones are the ones that are, like, we're, like... We don't give a fuck that you exist.
Yeah.
You can ask us for nice things, and if you give us stuff, we might do it. But if you even think about pissing me off... Like, if I sense
the slightest
at
inkling
all that you're like, oh, this isn't good enough, I'm going to ruin your life.
Yeah, I think that's like, a that's common thing with like a lot of fairies.
Fairies are not it's good like, or bad. Hey, they're just like, this is what's happening now.
Yeah, it's like, hey, by the way, I'm either going to do something really cool for you or I'm going to fuck with your life strictly because you either pissed me off or because you're there.
And I think what's funny is like, because our last episode was fairly short.
Yeah.
Talking about sirens, me and Ryan.
Yeah.
And it's because the mythos on sirens is pretty small. We did it because it was a trending topic and then got off track because of the fact that there's not a lot.
Yeah.
With fairies, there's so much. And the fact that that is because, like, they were so commonplace at a time when literally it was common that every single person would put out, like, milk and honey or cookies or biscuits, I mean.
There's that one Will Ferrell movie, the Euro, the one that's based off the singing competition, where they believe
with fairies with that.
Yeah, they believe in fairies, and Rachel McAdams is her name, I think.
Yeah.
She like leaves offerings to them, and like there's literally a part where like somebody's like attacking her or somebody, and the person gets stabbed, and they see a little tiny knife, and they're like. He's like, thank you, fairies. I'm sorry I didn't believe in you. And you see one of the little fairy houses, because they apparently have fairy houses that they built for them.
Yeah, it's another thing. People would build fairy houses and stuff.
Yeah, so they had like that's gardens. Where she prays. And then he gives offerings because they saved his life.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like, so, like, it was such a common thing for people to do, to, like, leave them gifts. And it was mostly, like, not so much to get things, but to be like, please don't fuck with me today.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because, like we said, that fairies are kind of like the step down from divinity.
They like to do a lot of you dirty things.
So what would you do with eternity? If you're not like a god where you can just create things and do whatever you want, you're just a creature that always will exist. Well, you're going to get bored and want to have fun, and you're gonna fuck with these little creatures that die early.
Me and you can never answer these questions. We need Ryan to be here for questions like this because of the fact that if given the opportunity to have no consequence, we will not do the right thing.
We'll never do the right thing. Yeah. We're the wrong persons to
I remember being a kid fantasizing about becoming a vampire so that I could break into the mall to steal samurai swords and samurai fight the security guards.
One, I've never heard you talk about that, but that's awesome.
This is a small child version of me.
That's amazing.
And then I realized I liked werewolves better, and I would rather be one of those, although they are not immortal.
Yeah, agreed, because I totally thought the exact same way. I was like, I want to become a werewolf.
Vampires were cool, because I was like, yo, if I was a vampire, I would learn all of the things. I would do all of the things. I would be the most educated person in the world, which is a failure in vampire mythology, that it's not more like that.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, yeah, I read a lot of books, but, like, if I was a vampire, I'd be like, I know all of the martial arts. I'm fucking Batman.
You'd be Batman. Yeah.
But vampires are fairies too.
Vampires are just,
why not?
Yeah, they're just fairies that don't like the sun.
But no, like so apparently you weren't aware, but like I'm sure like the ones that you think of when you think of fairies is like the fae, pixies, sprites,
brownies,
elves, brownies, which but other things that
brownies
count,
is because of Willow. That's why I think of brownies.
Other things that count are like djinn, apparently, are considered fairies.
I can see that.
And leprechauns. And one of the things I was thinking about, because it's something I know about, but I want to talk about that one on its own because it's this amazing. Like, Native American lore is something that I love. But there's a creature called a Puckwudgie.
Puckwudgie. I know what a Puckwudgie is.
And I was sitting there and I'm like thinking about it. I'm like, Puckwudgies are just American fairies.
Dude, Puckwudgies are in the Harry Potter universe.
They are literally
in the American one.
They are American fairies.
Yeah.
They have little hats. They literally just do shit to fuck with you. It may or may not kill you. That is of no consequence. That's the thing with fairies. It's not they don't actually, like, some of them.
They're mischievous.
Some of them are out to fuck you. Like, they're like, you're going to die.
That's unseelie court.
Well, even like the seelie court ones, if you upset them enough, they're like, I'm going to make you die. It's going to be horrible. You're going to get leprosy and you're going to die because they would do stuff like that.
That is true.
They would
true.
Give you like weird diseases. They used to attribute like, what's the thing that you're definitely going to get that's not diabetes? Like the knuckle thing.
The knuckle thing?
Arthritis.
Arthritis?
Arthritis
definitely
to fairies.
Definitely going
to
have arthritis.
Because those fairies have like little ailment daggers and arrows and shit that they would shoot into people. They were like cupids. They were like, but instead of like, you're in love, it's like, haha, you have butt cancer.
I mean, to stay on theme but still be a nerd like I am, there is an anime character that literally is the king of the fairies. He's Harlequin, the king of the fairies. And his special ability is basically to inflict basically anything that's wrong, make it worse. If you have a cut, make it bigger. If you have an ache in your bones, make all your bones hurt. Like, that's just what he does.
Yeah, it's a very fairy thing.
Yeah, it's super on brand for fairies to basically just go, I'm just going to make whatever is bad worse.
Yeah.
And deal with it.
Yeah, but like, you have to actually, like, and it's not hard to make them mad, but you have to actually make them mad for them to be like, you're just going to die today.
You can live on their land.
On their land, you have to be giving them stuff.
Yeah, I heard that leprechauns in particular are very like territorial. Like, if you live on their lands, but you don't give them stuff, they will fuck with you almost unending.
Yeah, and nonstop to be like, haha, your cat died. that's what it's one a real of funny my favorite joke. Parts ha-ha, is because your like cat died. Their mischief is like mischief in a way where it's like this isn't mischief.
This isn't
they're not
funny,
egging your house. They're not like letting air out of your tires. They're like killing your crop production.
Yeah,
and, like, your cow no longer gives milk. Like, things that are gonna fully affect you.
Yeah,
and they're like, haha, that's a funny joke, right? Give me my bread.
Well, if you think about it, once again, they have eternity.
Yeah.
So, like, fucking with you in your little, you know, a couple year lifespan compared to them is like, that's nothing. It was 40 years. It was 40 years you had to deal with that.
Dude, I did that
you
for
couldn't
like
deal
five
with it for
minutes.
40 years? Oh, my God. What a bitch.
But as you keep mentioning, there's two fairy courts.
Yes.
There's the Seelie court and the Unseelie court.
And it's not the good court and the bad court. It is the light court and the dark court.
These fairies will 100% fuck with you. And it's these fairies will not fuck with you as long as you follow their rules that change
at a whim.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, really, the Seelie court is just about order, and the order is their order.
Yeah.
Not like a natural order, not any other. It's whatever they decide is the right thing. They're like, just follow those rules and you'll be fine. The Unseelie court is like, we hate you.
It's not
no
even
matter
that.
Who
it's,
you are.
I don't even think it's that. It's literally just like the, well, it depends on how you look at it, I guess. Because if you look at it through.
The queen of air and darkness is the one who runs the Unseelie court.
I think it all depends on which lens you look at it through, though. Because if you look at it through, like, the traditional lens, the fairies are completely, like, benevolent. They don't care that you exist.
Ambivalent, I think is what
ambivalent,
you're looking
for. Yeah, ambivalent. There's the good and the bad ones. The bad ones will fuck with you if they see you, but they're not actively going out to do that.
Yeah, they're not going to hunt you down.
And the good ones will grant you wishes, but you better make sure that you're keeping up on your payments.
Yeah. Leave gold at the windowsill.
Like, they're the ones that are like, they got their hands out. They might actually be the worst ones because they're like, come on.
It's a racket.
Give me it
at that
and
point.
I won't fuck with you.
Yeah.
And the bad ones are just like,
no matter what,
I'm going to fuck with that guy today.
Yeah.
Like, I just saw a guy tied his shoes together. It was funny as shit. So I'm going to fuck with him tomorrow, too. And then,
yeah.
But then, like, if you look at it through, like, when Christianity took over and they created them and they decided that the fairies are now demons and speaking with fairies is equivalent to speaking with
the devil
and you'll get burned at the stake. They changed the whole idea behind it. And then, you know, there's the heavenly bodies and the hellish ones, which they still left the idea that the good ones aren't always good.
Mm.
But to be fair, technically, as we said, when we were talking about angels and shit,
the angels
I don't know where this idea that they became good people. Angels are not good. They're meant to fulfill God's word.
Yeah.
And that's it. They do not give a shit about people. Angels are basically fairies, too. Essentially, they are. They're elemental spirits.
Yeah.
And they don't look like humans.
Yeah.
They're mystical, monstrous creatures.
Yeah.
And they will just murder you.
Even in Supernatural, it's explained that way. That Castiel's actual form is, it would destroy their mind that he was gargantuan in size.
Like 10 billion wings or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's...
That's how they're described in the Bible. I don't know who turned them into men.
Artists.
Yeah.
People that wanted to draw them and went, I can't work with that description.
His description is A, hard. Also, it says it's something I can't imagine.
Yeah. It literally says beyond earthly comprehension. how am I supposed to comprehend it then?
You know what? It's going to be a sexy dude that is somewhat like a lady.
Yeah, he's going to have very feminine features in the face, but very masculine features in the body.
Yeah.
And giant-ass wings.
But no, now I'm thinking about it. Angels are essentially fairy creatures.
Yeah.
Like, in every sense. Like, they're completely ambivalent. They don't care about you, but they have their orders. That's the difference, is they have someone telling them what to do.
I think that's probably a good way to think about fairies in general, is it's just like almost like
lawless fairies and then like the lawful fairies.
Yeah, there's like there's celestial level creatures that follow some sort of order, and whether that's order or it's chaos is where you get, you know, your normal angel demon kind of thing. If you're looking at Seelie Court, it's your normal angel thing where it's just follow the orders, and then if you're looking at Unseelie Court, it's just cause chaos.
Yeah. As you a kid who once thought he was Irish, which I guess I am. But
you,
like,
mean up until 3 years ago?
Is that? No, it was not long ago.
It was like two.
A
yeah,
year
like,
ago. It was like a year ago.
It was before the pandemic. So yeah, like right before the pandemic started, I think.
My sister got her like you and me thing done, and it was like, you're 12% Irish. I'm like, this doesn't count anymore.
Be like, I used to think I was more Irish.
I'm a Viking. I'm not Irish.
No, you are definitely more Norse, which still works out because there's
still
leprechauns.
Out now that we found out about the leprechauns of Norway.
Yeah. Good old Norway leprechauns.
I forgot where I was going with that. Thanks, Jerry.
That you thought you were Irish.
Oh, so yeah, I thought I was Irish, and I was like really, really like into fairy stuff. Like I had like fairy books, like art books and stuff. Like not in a way that was weird, but like in the way that they're super. You know, shut up. No, no.
I'm not saying I have as a person who has always just really idolized Irish culture, like, you know, me, Boondock Saints is one of my favorite movies. I love Irish stuff.
So terrible.
So, but stop bad-mouthing it. You're 12% Irish. But
12%? I'm not bad-mouthing Ireland. I'm bad-mouthing Boondock Saints.
Doesn't matter. You have to like it. You're
12%
Irish.
If you guys want
to
know about the story of me and Jared and the movie Boondock Saints, find the episode where we discussed when we first met.
That was on Rum Runners. Check that out.
A couple of them on Rum Runners.
Yeah, we've talked about it multiple times. But no, I've always really liked... I think Ireland has probably one of the most interesting, like,
well, there's
sort
so
of
much.
Mythologies. It's a very, very interesting, like the
it's
fairy
so much
world
and it's
in
very
general.
Tied together. I think that's the part that makes it good. Like, Greek mythology was like, okay, there's this story, and that's related to that god.
Yeah.
And we're never going to hear from that again. And then there's this story,
yeah.
And this god, and we hear about him again with this story.
Yeah, and then you have demigods.
But then we never hear it again.
The demigods are only important in their story. But it's like, if you're so powerful, wouldn't you have bled over into another story?
I think the only character that really like transitions a lot in Greek mythology is like Theseus.
Yeah.
He's in a multiple.
He's in multiple stories, yeah. But that's still not even...
Not even a lot, and it's barely anything.
Yeah, if you look at the catalog.
But like... Like Irish mythology, like the Celtics and stuff, like the Druids and everything, like it was all linked together. Like it was the Fae folk were there guarding the forest and the sacred places. And then, you know, the sacred places had their own thing and the forests were revered in their own way. But it all was tied together. Like it was never like, okay, so there's that fairy that guards that tree. And that's the only time we've ever heard of it.
Yeah. I mean, even if you look at like Saxon like legends.
Also that other thing when we were talking about sirens, how like numbers in Greek mythology are very important. Like everything is limited. There is an unlimited amount of fairies.
Yeah, and that's
there was a time when everybody had their own house fairy.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, and that's a humongous difference. I mean, I think it's because Greeks everything needed to be extreme. Like every bad guy needed to be important, so limiting the amount of them made them more important. But fairies aren't meant to be extreme. They're literally meant to be, no matter what, whether humans exist or don't exist, these are going to be around.
Yeah.
We just exist around them, and they try not to be seen by us, and they fuck with us whenever they feel like it. So I think it's just a completely different rule of thinking when you compare just like Greek, Roman mythology to like the Celtic, Saxon, you know, all of that kind of way of doing it, which is why the stories feel so different.
I think it also had something to do with when Christianity took over, because there was like a forbidden thing then. And like that always survives the longest. Mm-hmm. When it comes and it's like, you're not allowed to talk about that. It's weird how like as humans, we're like, this is the most important thing in the world now. We need a sixth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, because even if you think about it, Greek and Roman mythology survived a lot because, well, one, it was written down, and two, because when Christianity came into it.
But, I mean, it also, it died off real fast because they were all separated.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you on that one, but yeah.
Where, like, fairy mythology, like, that came to America.
Yeah.
Like, modern-ish day America, like 1900s of America.
Well, there's also the school of thought that when the mass exodus of people immigrating to America, their fairies came with them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that mythos came here.
Yeah.
Like, we have so much on it because it didn't just die when, like, you know, Christianity stomped it out over there. But, like, and they didn't even because they added it, because that's the thing that Christians did. They took a lot from, like, the Romans where they're like, well, if we just fold it in and then we just... That's a bad guy now.
It'll make our stories better. It'll be good.
Like, giants were good guys in Ireland until the Christians.
Yeah.
Which, do giants count as fey people, or do you have to be little? Because they are referred to as the little folk.
They're always referred to as the little folk, but at the same time, banshees are usually referred to as, like, the same size as humans.
Well, there's also a group of fairies that were human size that lived as if they were human in, like, a realm with humans underneath, like, lakes. It was weird because the way it's described is like they live on top of us in their own world, and they can come in and out of it, but they also kind of live, like, under lakes and, like, in weird spots where you wouldn't expect it, but inside it's this giant regal thing. But they're described,
that's like that movie Leprechauns. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
It sounds familiar, but
it's like, it was like a TV movie with
sounds really
Dennis
familiar.
Quaid was in it, where he went to Ireland. He was like a writer or something like that. And he's living there, and then a family of leprechauns was, like, living in that house. And he kind of gets introduced to, like, the war between, like, fairies, like pixies and stuff, and, like, leprechauns. And the fairy, like, city is underneath the lake. It's very cool. It's a very cool show. I have it on Amazon.
I feel like I know it, but I don't.
Yeah.
I can't. You know, it's more like Luck of the Irish.
You know, another classic tale.
Classic tale.
Yeah.
Of a boy playing basketball.
They've been telling it in Ireland for thousands of years. A boy with frosted tips will play basketball.
The 90s were a hell of a time.
It was crazy.
It probably wasn't even the 90s. I always forget, like, we lived through the 90s, but yeah.
I think Luck of the Irish was in, like, 2002, which was, like, it was, like, the death wail of the 90s. Yeah. Like, the 90s weren't going out without a fight. So, like, the early 2000s were just, like, everything that was big in the 90s, go even harder.
So good.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Such a terrible, terrible, funny movie that I make my kids watch every St. Patrick's Day.
I love that movie. It's not great, but it's good. It's good enough to watch.
That's actually something that I learned more recently, because I never really cared about it. Because I don't live there, and I don't believe in Christianity.
Yeah.
But the whole St. Patrick's thing about him making the snakes leave.
Snakes leave, yeah.
Do you know what the snakes were? The druids. It wasn't snakes.
Oh. No, yeah, I didn't know that, but that's...
No, I found out, like, recently, like, that's what that was referring to, is, like, we murdered a bunch of pagans. That's what we did. Like, oh, no, you're a dick then.
Yeah, yeah.
You do nothing nice.
That's most sainted people have crazy stories like that.
Yeah, like the one that hated the poor.
What was it? Saint Francis was, like, he was a soldier that was known for being an asshole, a womanizer, an alcoholic, and
Mother Teresa hated poor people.
I mean, I don't know much, but did she get sainted?
Yeah, didn't she?
I don't know. There was a whole conversation about should she.
Probably she shouldn't, because she hated poor people and talked about how much she hated them.
Yeah. Religion sucks. But let's talk about fairies again.
Religion ruined fairies, so.
I mean, true. Very true. Now, on the I guess the same vein of, like, living in lakes and stuff like that, when you mentioned fairies, my mind went to the four elemental spirit fairies.
I always, whenever I think of fairies, always go straight to little floaty people, because you wanted to keep talking about Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell,
which you haven't mentioned, which is amazing, because you've talked about how much you were going to talk about.
I'm trying to be professional. But yeah, but Tinkerbell.
Like, that is the first idea, because of, like, when cameras first came out, one of the first things people did was... Well, like, there was a guy, I forget his name.
Look for fairies?
Was fairy photography was, like, a huge thing. And there was a guy who had like really famous ones. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
I mean, it makes sense, though, where you're like, we've never been able to actually capture these things that I know for a fact they're real. I'm going to go try to capture them on film now that this is a thing. Yeah. I mean, so it's just normal human thinking to be like, now I need to find fairies.
But the thing was, like, it was like really good and people really fell for it. And then like a bunch of them were found out to be hoaxes because what it was people were just like taking little like stick, like they were like making like fairy art and then putting it on like a little stick and then taking like a fuzzy picture because, you know, cameras back then were fuzzy anyway.
They were. And if you kept them out of focus, they were even fuzzier.
Yeah. And so like, yeah, so like that's how they were getting the fairy photography. But there was a guy who admitted to it. I can't find it now. That he you know, he hoaxed some of them, and he was like, but some of them aren't.
he's like, so I took a couple good ones, and then went, I need to like, take
I
more
I didn't
of
get
these.
Enough of them. You know how hard it is to find these fuckers?
Like, he's like, yeah, I sold
they
them.
Only let you see them if they want you to see them.
Yeah, and then as soon as they found out I was making money and not giving them any.
That's the other thing. That's how they see them. That's one of the ways that they can live on top of us is like, we can only see them if they decide that they want us to see them.
Yeah, to kind of like come down to our level. It's almost like they exist in a different frequency than we do.
Well, that's a lot of things with spiritual stuff, like ghosts and stuff. It's all frequencies.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean that
I just thought
makes
it was
sense.
Magic.
I mean, a lot of science really just explains magic, I guess.
Magic is magic. Science is science. Magic is not magic. Science unknown, not yet known. What is it? Science not yet known. That's what they consider.
Yeah,
magic
is just science that we haven't discovered yet.
One of my favorite things was like, ancient Egypt had their own, but that's not what I'm talking about because I forget what their fairy people were. I want to say it's still genies, one of my favorite things is like when they discovered like magic books, like books of the dead and magic from ancient Egypt, and they're going through them. They're like, this is math.
Yeah.
This is just math. They considered math magic. Like, I think we translated something wrong.
Yeah. I mean, but if you think about it, it's the building blocks of the universe. So if you think about the building blocks of the universe, you're going to be like, well, if I can understand this, then I can do magic.
If I could only understand physics, I could learn how to fly. Well, actually, that's true.
That is true. That is very true.
Science is magic.
Science is magic.
Kill the wizard people. That's why you can't trust the vaccine. It's just magic, man.
It's just magic. It's just magic. It could be a curse. How do we know it's not a curse?
Probably should cut that. But still, maybe.
No. So, like I said, so you think of Tinkerbell.
That's what I used to think of. But like now it's more like leprechauns and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's also like my literal favorite fairy.
Yeah.
That nobody ever thinks of as being fairies, but they're 100%
I didn't think of them
fairies.
As fairies, but
it's
you
just fairies.
Me.
Well, because I always just thought they were like woods monsters for the longest time, but that's not it. They're 100% fairy. And what it is changelings, which like I had it a small obsession for a while because like my one child is a psycho. So I was like, you're a changeling. And essentially what changelings are is they're fairies and like certain parts of it change. But like it's either like baby fairies that they trade out for other babies, and depending on the reasoning, it's like either just to like reinforce fairy stock is something said. I assume that just means like they have a human slave or whatever.
Okay.
But or when it got to be, you know, taken over by Christianity, because that's a big part of this. Like Christianity is heavily involved in fairies at a certain point.
Yeah.
The fairies would take human children once every 7 years and sacrifice them to the devil because they made a deal with the devil. I don't know why.
Because why not, right?
Yeah, why not? I guess it was just like a protection thing. but what they do is they take either like sickly old fairies, or they take like newborn fairies, which is always what I heard. It was always baby fairies.
Yeah.
Apparently they'll also just replace them with like random shit that they enchant. Like that's a log. Whatever. That's your baby now. But and what they do is they kidnap the child, they take it into the woods, do whatever they do to it. For the longest time I always thought it was just like nobody knew. It was like recent, like today's research when I found out that like there was the whole thing with sacrificing to the devil. Or maybe slaves or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was always like a thing where it was like a mystery. Like nobody knows what happens to the baby.
I like to think that the baby's just kind of like in a because you know they're the magical. Now. Yeah, I thought that they were just in like a suspended state of animation, just floating in mist somewhere.
I like to think of it. It's more like the movie Elf,
where they just grow up with fairies.
They're just like, I'm so confused. How come I keep getting old and tall, and you guys, don't.
Like, I mean, they would make the perfect just house slaves at that point. Yeah. They would just force the kids to do all the stupid stuff. Be like, so like, reach that shelf. Be like, you have wings. Reach it.
You could just reach it. I'd have. It's a lot, you know how much it is to fly?
Not a lot, honestly, but I don't want to do it. Just bring that to me.
Well, it's like any parent. It's like any parent once they have kids. Like, I used to refer to it as like when my mom would do that, she'd be like, I'm sick of going on your quests. Because it would be like, hand me that cup. Like, dude, it's 3 feet away from you. I hand you that cup. It's 8 feet for me. Yeah. It's 3 feet for you. I have to get up and walk across the room to get this.
Way
for
more
you.
Inconvenient. I always call it my force powers. I'm like, Emma, force powers. And she makes the remote.
Yeah, so you make it fun for her. I'm like, I have a mission for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
you might die on this mission. Go get me a drink.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But so once they do that, though, they replace your child with a fairy person or a
that
log.
Looks exactly like your child.
That is an exact replication of your child, except for the way it behaves. And then that's another thing where like it deviates sometimes. Like sometimes that child will grow up, forget that it's a fairy, just live a human life.
Yeah.
And then other times it is a malevolent force that is there and it is going to bring you harm. But my favorite of all, and I don't even know what the point of it was, was they would send the fairy to you, it would grow up, and at some point it'd be like, yo, I'm gonna eat that person. I'm gonna eat mom, I'm gonna eat dad, I'm gonna eat Tim, I'm gonna eat everything in this house.
Yeah.
And that is my favorite version of the Dreamsling, because A, it is so evil for no reason.
For absolutely no reason. Is it just like a switch? Just like it just flips
one
day?
Like literally, like it's like living its life, and it's like, I'm a clone baby. Because that's always how I imagined it too, is it's like your kid, like the episode of Supernatural when they do it, where like the kid is like, hi mommy, I love you mommy. And it's like kind of off, but you're like, all right, whatever. You're like fucking listening now, so like I'm into this.
Yeah.
And then one day it's just like, I'm gonna eat you.
I'm gonna kill you, mommy. I'm gonna eat you.
I'm gonna kill and I'm gonna eat you. Now the one downside to changing mythology was there's two ways to get to find out if your baby's a changeling. Mm-hmm. Your kid's like being all weird and shit, like writing with its left hand like some kind of fucking monster.
Yeah. You know, the evil hand.
Yeah, the evil hand. They're left handed, or if you forgot to baptize it, because like fairies specifically went for unbaptized children. Once again, once it became a Christian thing. And stuff like that. So like there's when you're like, oh no, I think my baby's a changeling. What you would have to do is you'd have to make it laugh. It's hard to make a changeling laugh. So the other thing you can do is torture it. So what it did was it led to a lot of child abuse.
Makes sense.
A lot of people just beating the fuck out of the kid like, where's my child? Where's my child? Where's my child? My child would never piss in its bed. Where's my child? And it's just some kid going, I had a bad dream.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel like this is a kind of a way to normalize child abuse. Plus, also,
I don't think that's what it was made for. I'm pretty sure it was meant to keep kids out of the woods, but
a lot of these stories were like a lot of lore in general is just to keep your kids alive.
I wonder if it probably does, because pretty much everything that's in like Celtic and like European mythology,
it's like stay out of the woods,
is like like fairy folk. I wonder if what's the seahorse,
the Kelpie?
Yeah, I wonder if the Kelpie technically counts as a fairy folk thing.
I don't know.
Because that was a thing that was like, hey, you can't swim. Don't fucking go in there.
Well, there's also the, it's in like Norway and stuff like that. I don't know if it's considered Norse, but there's like water horses that are like made of water or something like that.
Water. Well, Kelpies are made out of like tar.
Kelp, yeah.
Not kelp. It's the name. Kelp? No, it's like made out of tar. It's like a horse that comes up. It's like, I'm a beautiful wet stallion. You want to ride me, right? And you're like, fuck yeah, I want to ride this weird horse that's standing up in the middle of a lake.
Yeah.
And then you get on it, and it's like, actually, I'm sticky, and I'm black, and I'm ugly, and I smell bad.
Okay.
And then it drags you to drown. I actually know, like, one whole actual legend about that. Like,
really?
Dude had to cut his hand off, and he comes back, and everybody's like, where's your hand? He's like, with all the dead people that were with me, because, like, 8 people tried to ride this horse at one time.
Well, that's just a bad idea.
7 of them died. 1 lost a hand. Yeah.
Well, I hope that he was the last person on. He was just like, there's not room.
That's
not,
oh, no. I mean, Kelpie kind of fall into like the siren type category where it's like just like this
just alluring kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, that is true. That is very true. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I feel like a lot of things can fall into it. And like I said, when I think of fairies, I think of the elementals.
It's hard to like get into each one too, because like each one would be a good episode on their own.
Yeah, like I'll
Kelpies would be great on their own.
They would be.
Like,
I would definitely do
leprechauns
an episode
would be
about
good
that.
On their own.
Yeah,
but like in just like to have them just be like, all right, they also count as fairies. Like genies would be a great one on their own.
Yeah,
the fact that I never even like attributed that to being a fairy, but
yeah,
also once again, genies are another thing that are attributed with being fallen angels. Like there's a whole like
bleed
mesh,
over,
yeah, of that.
Yeah, but yeah, these ones that I always think of is the Undine, the gnomes, salamanders, and sylphs.
Salamanders are lizards.
Yes, but it's
they live under rocks.
It's a magical salamander.
No, they're just regular.
But basically what it is, it's the spirits of earth, fire, air, and water.
Water.
The sylphs are supposed to look like tiny little people with wings.
The Tinkerbell fairies.
Yeah, Tinkerbell fairies. The Undine are supposed to look like, usually like very, they're always really looked at as female. And they live in the water. They have to be in the water. They can't be away from the water for very long.
Would the Lady of the Lake be considered one?
Yes. A lot of people think that the Lady of the Lake is an Undine.
So they're also
blacksmiths.
She's
a water spirit. No, I get that from the gnomes, and then to pass it that way. It's like a thing. Gnomes are exactly what you think of.
Here's your one magic sword. And I'm like, all right, cool. We need another one. There's a new guy.
Yeah, gnomes are basically exactly what you picture when you think of a gnome. A gnome, it's supposed to be like a little, yeah.
Which is funny, is like you were like, oh yeah, gnomes. Gnomes totally count as fairies. But then I was like, goblins. And goblins and gnomes are essentially the same thing.
But gnomes are always like supposed to be like slightly humanoid.
I think goblins are
too. Pointy hats.
Goblins are too. When people think of goblins now, they think of like gremlins and like D&D character type goblins.
I think of Goblin Slayer.
But goblins, I'm pretty sure, are more gnomish than they are.
They could be, honestly. I mean,
basically green, large-eared monsters.
Might
things.
Be something to look into at that point, then. Are goblins really just gnomes?
Show me your goblin.
And then salamanders are just fire lizards, like lizards that are flaming.
Nice. Yeah. Well, is that why
they're
they
supposed
name
to
so much stuff that? Like,
yeah.
Like, things that are hot are called salamanders.
Yeah.
Like, what's the thing? Like, people cook with it where it's like a broiler, but, like, I think it's hotter because it, like, shoots fire out the top and the bottom. Or maybe it's just the top.
It probably is called, like, a salamander
no,
cabinet.
No, that is a call of salamander.
It's a salamander, yeah. There you go. But, yeah, no, that's the reason why, because salamander is supposed to be the spirit.
Oh, well, they're gnomish looking from these ancient drawings of them.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just furry.
They're along like the same vein as a gnome. But yeah, it was supposed to be that these spirits, basically they're connected to each one of the elements, which is going really from a very Eastern thinking, because like depending on where you are, the elements of nature change, because a lot of the times wood was one, metal can sometimes be one, like they change.
Here's a fun one for you. So because I was looking up goblins, one of the things that, like, you know, goes off to is a gnome thing. Mm. Gnomes are also leprechaun.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And this is fun because this is a fun Dutch word. Kabouter.
Kabouter.
I like the word kabouter. Kabouter's that's the most American word. Way to say that Dutch word. That's probably not pronounced that way. But it's the kabouters.
Oh, man. Look at these kabouters.
Which are gnomes or leprechauns. So that makes sense to you. Leprechauns are very gnomish.
Because they're just supposed to live in the earth. Is the whole big thing for gnomes.
But here's a fun thing that'll definitely fuck you up.
Okay.
Because you were trying to talk about something else that you were like, oh, yeah, that's a fairy. I never thought of leprechauns as fairies. But I thought about brownies as being fairies. Guess what?
Brownies
that is
are
the Scottish way of saying leprechaun.
Oh, there we go.
German way of saying leprechaun is going to mess you up more. It's a kobold.
Really?
Yeah, they are not apparently wolf-looking goblin things.
Huh. That's crazy.
And then the English is hob, which is a type of goblin.
I was going to say, yeah, hobgoblin.
Yeah. So
look at all these
interconnectivity. There's a lot of different words just for gnome / apparently leprechauns.
Bam. Look at that.
Although, I don't think... No, I've never heard leprechaun mythology that involved them fixing shoes. Wait, no, actually. Leprechauns do.
Yeah, leprechauns are usually big
And that's a gnomish thing, too.
Yeah, that's a gnomish thing also.
Like you leave your shoes out and the leprechaun / gnomes will fix them.
Yeah. So it completely makes sense.
Yeah, actually, it
does. So leprechauns are really just an Irish version of the elemental gnome
hob.
Fairy. such homes. Yeah, exactly.
Leprechauns are goblins. That's my new take on this.
Yep, there we are. So the goblins are just hairier leprechauns. They're just leprechauns that didn't shave. All right. At some point, they will just become goblins.
I think that's a good place to leave. Leprechauns are just hairy goblins.
Bam.
Hairless goblins.
Yep, there we go.
Although most people don't think of goblins of having hair.
I always think of green, like
pointy-eared,
yeah,
things. Maybe I think of more of what I imagine a Pukwudgie looks like when I think of goblins.
Yeah. You'll probably just have to do an episode on goblins now.
Well, apparently goblins are leprechauns, so yeah, we will when we do one about leprechauns.
Bam.
I really do want to do one on the Pukwudgie. I love Native American stuff, so I got to keep adding like different ones for that.
Like I said.
And the fact that it is essentially an American leprechaun is amazing.
Yeah, Pukwudgie is, like, I actually know about it only because of the fact that it's one of the four Ilvermorny houses.
I learned about them, what?
It's the American school for magic in the Harry Potter universe.
Oh, stupid Harry Potter.
So they have Thunderbird, Pukwudgie, Wampus, which is like a six
Wampus.
A six-legged
cat.
That's
a cat, right?
Yeah, six-legged cat. Wampus. And I don't remember what the other one is. I don't give a shit about the other one. Oh, dude, no, it's a winged serpent. That's what it is.
What they should have done was, if they're going to go that way with the American one, one of them should have, like, the version of, like, the snake people.
That would be the horned serpent or the winged serpent.
No, the version of the snake people from the regular Harry Potter world.
Okay.
What is that?
That's Slytherin.
Slytherin should have been, like, Skinwalkers or Wendigo.
There we go.
That would have been a way better evil character thing.
Yeah. Well, I think it's supposed to be that they don't really have an evil one.
They are benevolent.
No.
That's not true at all.
Apparently,
are super evil.
Only in England do they classify their children and, like, branch them off and, like, categorize them, and one of them is evil.
That's, like, the best part. They're like, oh, shit. Watch out for that fucker.
Yeah, we don't do that in America. We don't have evil kids in America.
Which you would think in the Harry Potter universe... This is probably something we should do off, because you're going to have to cut it anyway. What we should think about with the Harry Potter ones is, if you have a group and a thing that tells you when that child is a child, like, this one's going to be a dickhead, fucking kill that kid.
Well, I think it's because...
I would have. If my world would be so fucked up if I was, like, king of the Harry Potter school. It would be like, all right, so you're in... You're in the whatchamacallit, and then, like, I would get the whole class of the Slytherin and just fucking execute them.
I mean, their common room is in the dungeons.
Yeah, just burn it.
There you go.
Like, set it up so that, like, it's like some kind of H.H. Holmes style, like, rooms where, like, the kids go in and they never come
out.
Like, it just fills with gas and shit. Anyway, so yeah, like, to answer that question, what would you do if you could go back in time and kill baby Hitler? I'd fucking murder that kid. What would you do? The fact you could hear you smack yourself in the face with the microphone so clearly.
Oh my god, facepalm. Do I have to cut that whole thing or what?
Why would you have to cut that whole thing? Now I want it in there. Also, I want to know, if you could go back in time and kill baby Hitler, would you?
Yeah, I definitely would. It would not be a good idea, because someone more capable would probably have done worse things.
Nah.
Okay, well then, yeah, definitely would. There's no repercussions then.
All right, let's finish the show and then we'll discuss that.
Okay.
But what would you do if you could go back in time? Would you kill baby Hitler? Would you murder all the Slytherin? Let us know at Rum Runners Podcast. Oh no, at darkrumstories@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Or you can
come.
Do you
believe in fairies?
Do you believe in fairies? Also, let us know that. If you have any stories or experience with fairies, let us know.
Definitely. I've heard some crazy, like, fairy stories.
Yeah.
Like, people that say that they've come in contact with fairies.
Do you leave milk and honey for them? That is a combination that it seems weird to me. I don't feel like milk needs to be sweeter. Unless it's chocolate.
I've had milk with honey. It's actually pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know.
Usually it's
like
warm.
Sex thing.
It's warm milk and honey. You don't want cold milk and honey.
Ew, I've only
warm
ever
milk
had
and
it
honey.
As soap. It's a soap flavor. Not
yeah.
that I drank it. It's just it's a soap flavor.
It's the scent.
Anyway, so you can email us again at darkrumstories@gmail.com for any of that stuff.
Yeah.
If you want it, like, right on the show, you can let us know. We do want to do a listener story eventually. Or you can contact us, specifically probably just me, at darkrumspodcast on Twitter and Instagram. Or if you want to come hang out with the whole gang, you can go to rumrunnerspodcastnetwork.com. You can join our Twitter. You can not join our Twitter, join our Discord.
Yeah.
Where we are. Again, it'll probably just be me because these other guys suck.
I sometimes say things.
Sometimes they do. Anyway, or you can join our Patreon and become our best friends.
Yeah. And you can listen to every single episode that has ever been posted on all three of our shows.
Yes. And then eventually, when we have more people in the Patreon, we will be doing fancy stuff, because you can also start now and join and subscribe to our TikTok, which is, we share that one with Rum Runners. That's Rum Runners Pod on TikTok. We also have a Twitch, Rum Runners Podcast Network on Twitch. And we have a Reddit now, which will start getting used if you want to look up Rum Runners Podcast.
Yeah. So we're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere. Like fairies.
And Facebook. At Rum Runners Entertainment. And it's just YouTube at Rum Runners Entertainment.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a long time for plugging.
Yeah.
I love you.
I'm happy to be here.
Don't piss off a fairy, or you'll get like Jared and just randomly get lit on fire and shit and fucking electrocute. Jared, you pissed off a fairy.
So it's not a demon, it's a fairy?
Dude, like someone already, your demonologist told you it was elementals, and now you've been attacked.
No, he said I had a good elemental.
Yeah, okay, then why you keep getting attacked by elements?
I get attacked by the opposite elements. I've never been attacked by air.
You've been attacked by fire and electric. Your elemental is not helping you. Anyway, have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
Hmm.